This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back in Vegas. So we got Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star covering the Rams at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
What's up? Good to be on again with you.
You're the man, brother. So so they seem pretty calm and collected. They don't seem fazed by any of this. I mean, one of the things I think people have to realize is these are pro football players. They do this every week now. I know it's on a grander stage, but, you know, dealing with the, you know, media's at a higher level, but it's still the same thing. It's dealing with the media. They think that the media is a pain in the ass anyway, just at a different level, different scale. But do you see them fazed at all by any of this or rattled at all or anything? Because they're acting like this is all a walk in the park, if you ask me.
No, I mean, I think once they get to Sunday, you know, once they get on the field and they warm up, I think it'll go, you know, everything else kind of goes away. But, there, you know, there is an experience gulf in this game when one team's been there nine times, one quarterback, one coach has been there nine times, and it's the first time for the other side. I mean, you know, that is something you have to overcome. So I certainly think it's part of the, you know, part of the equation here.
Do you think that, because you cover them for a living, do you think that they can handle their business and win this game?
Yeah, you know, I think the really tough thing about, you know, figuring out what side to be on, you know, in the prediction business with this thing is that, you know, I think you know, it's tough to bet against Belichick and it's tough to bet against Sean McVay. I think we're learning those two things. So, you know, I think you got to pick a side, and it's, you know, I don't feel like, you know, in hearing people talk about this game, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I mean, I think it's that close. I think it's a coin flip game, and, you know, I think you can make a good argument on both sides because I think these are two head coaches that you can really, you know, really believe in, really trust.
Do you think that they, you know, literally, after you saw Goodell today with his State of the Union address, that none of that is palatable for the Saints? And the Rams feel like, do they feel like, because I thought they won the game. I thought they got it done. I thought Zuerlein was the difference. I thought Goff on his rollout third down passes was so clutch in that game, it wasn't even funny. But everybody in New Orleans thinks it was one play that cost them the Super Bowl. How is there any reaction at all from them that, you know, the whole world believes that they shouldn't be in the Super Bowl?
Well, let me, you know, answer the question with a question. Did we hear anything about, you know, from the Patriots in 01 when they made the Super Bowl off the tuck game? I mean, you know, you win. And, you know, there's always, I mean, just a possession before the PI or a couple possessions before the PI, you know, there was a face mask on the goal line with Goff that wasn't called that cost the Rams 4 points, the same 4 points the Saints, you know, didn't get out of the PI call. So, you know, obviously it was egregious, and, you know, obviously it's something that they're never, and, you know, never going to get it over in the Bayou. And, you know, I wouldn't expect them to ever get over it. Certainly Raider fans haven't gotten over the tuck game. And you could talk about, you know, all kinds of controversy throughout the league. But, you know, I don't think Rams fans, you know, care about that one bit. I don't think the Rams know that they, you know, they are in their way to Atlanta. And, you know, it's just the way, you know, it's the way sports is.
Do you think that Gurley is fine, or has he been lying through his teeth and he's injured?
Not only do I think Gurley's fine, I think Gurley is the key on Sunday. If the Rams win the Super Bowl on Sunday, Todd Gurley's probably the MVP. Because I don't see a linebacker for New England that can cover him in the pass game. And I think if he's himself, which means not only is he running the ball hard, but he's pass protecting, but he's, you know, making a difference in the pass game as a receiver, you know, just look at what Damian Williams did in the AFC Championship game, you know, eating the Patriots alive in the second half, certainly in the fourth quarter when they had that huge explosion and you know, nearly took the game. You know, I think Todd Gurley can do that and more. It's just all about, you know, does he have the stomach for it? I mean, we saw him a couple weeks ago in New Orleans, and that was not a Todd Gurley we've ever seen before, and I don't expect to see it again. I think, you know, if Todd Gurley is himself this weekend, the Rams got a great chance to win this game.
Do you think that that Goff can go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady in this game? Because I have my doubts.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's funny. When people have been down on Goff, you know, I've pumped him up, and I believe in his talent, his arm talent, and his toughness. When people have been too high on Goff, I said, well, hey, this guy's not a top five quarterback yet. You know, he had that run earlier in the year where he was just lighting it up, and a lot of Rams fans went crazy talking about how, you know, he's already arrived as a legit quarterback. I mean, this guy's still so young. I think he's the youngest quarterback ever to win the NFC title. You know, he's still kind of, you know, on that learning curve. But you got to like the guts that he showed in New Orleans. You know, with everything going on, with his helmet cutting out, he was wearing the backup's helmet the first two possessions when, you know, you saw that stuff about, you know, with him holding his ear holes. You know, he stayed tough and he stayed in it and he made some plays. And, you know, he does show you guts, you know, that there is some wobbles every now and then. You know, he does miss a throw. He does misfire once in a while. But he does turn the ball over a little bit. But he does show you some guts, and that's what you need on Super Bowl Sunday. So, you know, well, it's a big, obviously a huge day for the young kid.
Do you think Joe Curley with us from the Ventura Star, do you think that they can stop James White, who seems to be an assassin in these playoff games and Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think that's a good call. You know, to me, I've been saying that this thing could boil down into a one-on-one matchup between Gurley and White because, you know, we've seen White light it up in this situation. We've seen him, you know, destroy opposing linebackers in the past game, and I don't think there's a linebacker in this game that can cover either of those backs. You know, I think there's a little bit of a cat and mouse game in personnel groupings with the way that the Patriots use 21 personnel. Are they going to run the ball with Sony Michel? You know, are they going to throw the ball with James White? Does that mean Nickell Robey-Coleman, who the Rams love to use so much as a slot corner, does he have to come off the field? You know, if they, you know, if the Patriots play with a fullback, you know, there's going to be a little bit of personnel cat and mouse in that regard. But I do think both of those pass catching backs can really make, you know, a lot of production on Sunday. And you know, I think I wonder who's a linebacker that can make a play that can, or if there's some sort of adjustment where you got to move a safety or somebody else onto those guys.
So who do you think is going to do better in a game, like Cooks and Woods or Edelman and Gronkowski?
Yeah, I mean, I think Woods is one of the more underrated players in the NFL, you know, not just the way that, you know, he kind of makes, you know, moves the chains for the Rams, but also he's a huge contributor in the run game, you know, how he's a, you know, one of the better blockers at that position. You know, certainly we've seen Edelman and Gronkowski do it, you know, in this game on this big stage. Is it Gronk's last game? We saw a little bit of a glimmer of old Gronk in that AFC Championship game, him making, you know, the big play there at the end that set up the touchdown. I think that's a really good matchup. Obviously Brandon Cooks going up, you know, again for the second week in a row against a former team, certainly knows, you know, everything going on over there. And we saw him calling out his former teammate, Patrick Chung, during the rally a couple days ago. So, you know, I think that's, you know, the talent, you know, is pretty, you know, that's a pretty tight matchup, but you know, I think I'll go with the younger guys there. They've been really productive this year.
Do you think, Joe, that Josh Reynolds could have a factor in this game? Because he's really stepped in for, Cooper Kupp, and I thought he's done a hell of a job. Is this like a sneak receiver that they could burn the Patriots with?
Yeah, the Rams have some sneaky depth offensively in that, you know, obviously they would love to have Cooper Kupp, you know, a huge part of their offense available. But, you know, he suffered that injury, and he's not available. You know, we've seen Josh Reynolds make some strides. You know, the one weakness in that in that Rams offense, you know, under Sean McVay has been the red zone. And I did think when Kupp went down that, you know, either Reynolds or the young tight end Josh or Gerald Everett would really, you know, pop potentially in the red zone as a guy that can kind of get them over the hump. We haven't seen it consistently, but we have seen some flashes more out of Reynolds than Everett. But Everett is a potential big play guy. You know, they really like him a lot, and he's got a lot of talent. So, you know, I think he's kind of a sneaky guy to make a big, you know, he could give you one big game-turning play in this game. But certainly Josh Reynolds, a lot of times these Super Bowls we've seen him have come down to the third corner, have come down, you know, how deep are the secondaries in these teams, you know, with these two teams? You know, do the Patriots have, you know, is it J.C. Jackson or, one of these guys, who's their third or fourth corner that's going to have to cover Reynolds? Because he's a tough, when he was coming out of the league, out of college, he led the SEC in receiving. You know, he's kind of a sneaky, talented guy, and he's got some ability in the red zone.
All right, Joe, great stuff tonight, man. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Love talking Rams with you. Hope it's a great game and you get a lot out of it. And good luck doing your gig down there. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio, as always. I'll catch up with you again really soon.
Anytime. I love being on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.